Brandon Kirksey wears whatever he wants to school. PJs and a paper crown is fine. He's part of a distinct and some say growing subgroup, African American homeschoolers. Gabriella Emanuel of NPR's Ed Team reports that Black families often choose to homeschool for different reasons than white families.
On a quiet street in Detroit, light pours in the back windows of the Kirksey home. It falls on a wall of textbooks, workbooks, and multicultural children's books. Brandon is 8. He pulls out a laminated world map.
Here's the whole entire map. Michigan.
Yeah.
Michigan.
This isn't just a family home. It's actually a tiny school. A school for one. For Brandon. And his younger siblings, Zachary, who's 4, and Aria, who's 1, tag along for fun.
Come on, boys.
Camille Kirksey is a Detroit native. She used to work for a healthcare company, but for the past 3 years, she's homeschooled her children. Now, each day starts with yoga.
All right, let's quiet down. Close our eyes.
Next up, poetry.
We cannot change the inevitable.
We cannot change the inevitable.
I'm trying to say this.
I know, that's a lot of syllables in that word.
They're standing in the dining room, where bowls of fruit mix with stacks of books.
Inevitable.
That's okay.
It's hard.
It is. That's
after this, it's reading and math. And Fridays are reserved for science experiments and field trips. Kirksey says a few years ago, homeschooling hadn't even occurred to her.
I've never seen anybody, especially Black people, homeschooling or any, what is this homeschool thing?
At that time, Brandon was enrolled in a private pre-K.
It was a mostly Black school with mostly white teachers, which didn't really bother me until I saw the differences in how they treated certain kids, especially boys. They seem to be very harsh, kind of like barking at them, ordering them around.
Brandon agrees.
She didn't really treat anybody nicely.
Kirksey says this matches a pattern she's seen, where Black children aren't given the kindness she thinks kids need.
It's not something I want my kids to have to deal with.
That's when Kirksey saw a post on Facebook. It profiled an African-American homeschooling family. It wasn't long before she'd convinced her husband, quit her job of 10 years, and started teaching. She says she was particularly excited to teach her children a version of history that features their own ancestors.
As Black people, I really want my children to understand that we were a huge part of history that is not always told.
Ama Mazama is a professor at Temple University.
Black homeschooling is definitely on the rise.
She calls it a movement that's been accelerating.
Accelerating in the past 3, 4, 5 years, really.
It's notoriously hard to determine the exact number of homeschoolers, let alone the racial breakdown. But estimates suggest 5 to 10% of the homeschool population are African Americans. That's more than 100,000 kids. They tend to come from urban two-parent households that are by and large better off and better educated. Mazama says the key question is why. Why do these families choose to homeschool?
White homeschoolers, number one reason that they give when asked is religion. For the Black families, it was not the case at all. It was racism.
Classroom racism was a big part of it when Camille Kirksey and her husband decided to homeschool Brandon.
9 minus 1 equals 8.
Okay, so let's see about
C.
C. That's a little bit more challenging.
Okay.
But it's not just about race and racism. Kirksey says it also allows the family to be a tighter, stronger family. Gabriella Emanuel, NPR News.